here. But we're going to have a good time. And I preached. I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't have very long to prepare for this morning. So I preached this sermon last Thursday night to the teenagers. And I told my wife afterwards, I said, man, that sermon dealt with me. And so I'm going to preach it to y'all this morning. Amen. So y'all buckle up. And as I always say, if you like it, say amen. If you don't like it, say amen. All right. We'll get out of here and we'll go eat chicken and forget about all this. Amen. I'm just kidding. All right. If you got your Bible, go to Matthew chapter number 26. Matthew chapter number 26. And many of you know this scripture. And many of you have heard a lot of messages out of this scripture. And I'm not going to try to impress anybody. I'm not going to try to wow anybody. But I will show you something that God... Has God ever hit anybody right square in the nose besides me? Amen. You're reading your Bible and he just taps you on the shoulder and says, you know, I put that in there thousands of years ago so you could read it today, son. And you better start listening to it. Anybody ever heard the Lord talk to him like that, or is it just me? Amen. And I was reading this scripture and I come across this verse and I'm going to preach on it this morning. But just to give you a little background of where we're at, Jesus is fixing to be crucified. He's fixing to be taken. He's fixing to be crucified. Let's look in verse number 34, firstly, and then we're going to go on to deeper into the chapter. But I want you to look in verse number 34. The Bible says, Jesus said unto him, this is speaking of Peter, okay? Jesus is speaking to Peter. He says, verily I say unto thee, this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me not once, not twice, but three times. Verse 35, Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee yet, will I not deny thee. Likewise, all said to all the disciples. We all know the story, right? This is the story where Jesus warns Peter. He says, Peter, I'm fixing to be taken. And I want to tell you, Peter, I love you. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to deny me three times. You're not just going to get a little bit away from me. You're going to get all the way away from me. You're going to say three times that you don't even know me. And I'm going to say this before I ever get into my message. I don't believe, Brother Herman, with all my heart, I believe Peter meant what he said when he said it right here. I will not deny thee, Christ. I will not. In his mind, he said to himself, I will not deny Christ. This is a man who spent a lot of time with Christ. This was not just one of the 12, Brother Jesse. This was one of the three. This is one of the three. He wasn't just one of the 12. He just wasn't a follower of Christ. He was in the, what we call, inner circle. Jesus went to the top of the mountain. Guess who got to go? Peter. Peter, James, and John. This man loved Christ. This man was close to Christ. I believe, Brother Jeremy, with all my heart, that he meant what he said when he said, I will not deny thee. He had no plans of denying Christ. Just like every single one of us sitting in this room this morning. If I was to go around here and ask every single one of you, do you plan on denying Christ today? Do you plan on denying every one of them? I believe with all my heart, Peter had that same, he had that same idea. He had that same mindset of, this is my Lord. This is Christ. This is the Messiah. He's the one. I will stand with him. Are y'all with me? Say amen. I'm going somewhere, y'all. Just hang out, all right? Guess who else has said that? Me. I stood right here and said, you know what, Brother Herman, I'm not going to deny him. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. Well, matter of fact, let's sing that song. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. And I stand up and I raise my hand. I say, Lord, thank you for the blood. We sing that next song. I'm not guilty. Thank God he took my trespasses as far as the east is from the west. This is my Savior. I will not deny him. Are y'all with me? I want you to look at the mistake Peter made. It wasn't the denial. It wasn't the denial. What? Let's look in verse 58. The Bible says, but Peter followed him afar off. This was before he denied Christ. Are y'all with me? Say amen. But Peter followed afar off unto the high priest's palace. Let me show you what it looked like. Let me come down here on the floor. Because I look tall up here, but y'all finna see how short I really am, all right? When I get down here, I can barely see over y'all's heads, all right? This is what Peter did. Stand up, Brother Caleb. Brother Caleb's going to be Christ this morning. Amen. This is what Peter did. He's still coming to church. But he was following from afar. Are y'all with me? He still read the devotional every morning. But he was making sure nobody saw him. Are y'all with me? He was following. Why was he following afar off? Because he didn't want nobody to see him. He didn't want to end up like Christ. Are y'all with me? This is me. Y'all ready? I'm going to show y'all what I do every day. Y'all ready? I follow Jesus because that's my job. Peter's job, Peter's all that was in him was to follow him. But we're doing it from way over here. Are y'all with me? We follow Christ like this. Can you see Peter looking through? He's like, I got to make sure I can still see him, but I don't want to get too close. Are y'all with me? I got to make sure he's within eyesight, but if I get too close, I might get treated differently. You can sit down, Brother Caleb. If I get too close, somebody might look at me the wrong way. So I'm just going to serve. Hey, listen, I'm going to follow him so that when they write about me thousands of years from now, they'll know that I was following him. But listen, I ain't going to follow too closely. And I'm scared to death that I, as a father, I'm scared to death that I, as a husband, am not doing my job of following as close as I possibly can to Jesus, come what may, no matter what persecution I may face, no matter what somebody might say about me. I have to understand that there's somebody that's coming with me. Peter was the spokesman of the disciples. I wonder if the other disciples didn't follow Jesus like they were supposed to because Peter was following from afar. I wonder how many of us today, you're following Christ because you're here. You're following Christ because you're a member of Calvary. You're following Christ because you got a Bible sitting in your lap. You're following Christ because you can quote John 3:16. You're following Christ because you bring your kids to Team Kid and you bring your kids to Children's Church so that they can learn about Jesus Christ. But let me ask you this question. When you're following Christ, how close are you following? Amen. When you're following Christ, how far away is Christ when you're following? See, me and my dad, we go on trips. Have you ever took a trip with my dad? Raise your hand. Can you keep up with my dad? No. Okay, don't even try. All right, my dad, he stands up here and he preaches the Bible, but he breaks the law every day, okay? If you follow my dad, listen, just understand, he's going to beat you there, all right? He might not say it's a competition. He might not make it known that he's going to brag when we get there that he beats you. But just know, it's going to happen, all right? Brother Jesse, I've learned for the safety of my children and my wife, we'll just get there 10 minutes later, okay? We just let him go. And guess what, Brother Mark? We're going to the same place. But I'm a long ways from him. Are y'all with me? You see, you can be a long ways from Christ and still call yourself a follower.
That's right.
You can be he can be in Tennessee and we're headed to, what's above Tennessee? Ohio. Hey, y'all forgive me. I went to George Christian. All right. Forgive me. All right. All right. He can be in Tennessee and I'm in Georgia and we're both headed to Ohio. And I'm going to call him. I say, hey, how many of you ever said this? I'm behind you. I'm coming. I'm following you. He's all the way in Tennessee. We're going to the same destination, but he's a long ways from me. Are y'all with me? And I'm afraid we as Christians, we as the church, me personally, we say, you know what? I'm following him. When everybody looks at my Facebook page, I'm following him. When everybody looks at my Instagram page, I'm following him. Even in my little, what do they call the little thing? My bio. Even in my bio, it says I'm a Christian. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Even in my bio, it says, God loving man, father, husband, we're followers. We're going to the same destination. But he's just a long ways from us. I'm wondering if, not just me, let me ask you this question. How far are you following him? I want to look this morning. I'm going to be quick. Y'all already knew that. I'm going to look at three dangers to following from too far away. Three dangers. Y'all ready? Number one, the first danger is regression. Regression. This is how I think it started. We're gonna let this go all the way out. All right, so y'all just bear with me, okay? This is how I think it started. He was following Christ like this. Brother Sheldon, like this. Then when Christ was taken, he started following Christ like this. Okay? Then he started doing this. This is called regression. Are y'all with me? Y'all don't believe me? Let's look. Verse number 58. But Peter followed him from afar off unto who? The high priest's palace. Who took Christ? Who wanted him killed? And went in and sat with the servants to see the end. What does that mean? That means Peter went from being arm in arm with Christ to following afar off. Are y'all with me? Then he starts doing this. And before you know it, he's hanging around people he shouldn't be hanging out with. Come on now. Y'all see how this applies to the teenagers, right? But this applies to the adults as well. Are y'all with me? Some of y'all are saying, he preached that to the teenagers Thursday. They needed it. Guess what? We need it too. Amen. We need it too. Because guess what? There's some adults in here that's following afar off. And some of those people you said you'd never hang out with again because they were bad for your family and bad for your Christian life, you're starting to talk to again. You're starting to talk to again. Y'all are starting to get on a every week, every other week talking basis. Are y'all with me? And before you know it, you're going to be all the way in. They started talking to him. Then where was he? He was in the high priest's palace. Guess what? When you start regressing because you're following too far off, you start going places you shouldn't have went to. Some of y'all, God saved you from this, and you said, you know what? God saved me. I'll never go back. Are y'all with me? Say amen. God saved me. I wouldn't be caught dead in one of those again. But I want to warn you, just like Jesus warned Peter, if you're not careful, you'll end up in them same places. It all starts with this. Are y'all with me? It all starts when you start following just a little farther away than you normally do. Brother Dalton, it's just one service a month, okay? Then that turns into two. Well, I missed 2 days this week praying and reading my Bible and spending a little time with God. Okay, them 2 days going to turn into four. But it all starts with this. Following from afar. You still following? I hope that's ringing true to you this morning. I'm not saying you're not following him. You're just following too far away. So number one, the first danger is regression. Let me ask this question. What direction are you moving from Christ? Are you moving towards Christ? Are you moving away from Christ? Y'all want me to be honest? I'm not as close today to Christ as I was a year ago. You know how it started? Following too far away. Y'all didn't miss me at church, did you? I was always in the choir, wasn't I? I even came to choir practice at 9 o'clock. I even prayed for my pastor. But I was following from too far away. First danger is regression. Second danger, this word right here is going to scare y'all half to death. Just bear with me, okay? Rebellion. Starts with regression. Then it goes to rebellion. Y'all don't believe me, do you? You didn't believe Peter would have rebelled, would you? Verse 72. And again he denied with an oath. What's an oath? A promise. He said, I promise you, I do not know the man. Are y'all with me? And after a while came unto them they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to what? Curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. Can you believe it? So let's see. He started with what? Following from afar. Then he started doing this. Progression. You already see a rebellion? Y'all see that? First it was here. Now it's here. Now it's here. Now it's here. Y'all with me? There's times some of us was like this. Come on. There's sometimes some of us wouldn't miss a service, wouldn't miss a prayer meeting, wouldn't miss a chance to glorify and worship God, wouldn't miss a chance to read our Bible and pray. Circumstances come, we start doing this. We don't want to be seen, we still following, we just following from afar. Then we're starting to backtrack, start hanging around, going places. Then before you know it, I know not the man. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. I told the young people the other day, I used this illustration. I think it'll fit well with adults. I've heard it a million times. If I ain't heard it once, they say this, Brother Herman. I know you're a Christian and all, but we're going to have a good time. Y'all should come. And this is what we say. Y'all don't think you said this, but this is what you say. I know not the man. Let's go. Y'all with me? We say, I know you're, the other people, they say, I know you're a Christian, and you probably wouldn't even want to go, would you? This is what you say. You don't say, it didn't actually come out of your mouth, but you said it. You said, I know not the man. Let's do it. I told them young people, boyfriend or girlfriend says, I know you're a Christian, you're probably not into this kind of thing. And what do they say? I know not the man. Come here, sweetheart. I was a teenager. I know how it is. Huh? Come here, sweetheart. Come sit right next to me. So close, I can feel your heart beating. Amen. Huh? I know not the man. I just want somebody, one person to say, you know what? I'm not following close enough. I'm trying to warn you this morning. Just like Christ warned Peter. Peter, he had a warning. And after this morning, you won't be able to say, I wish somebody would have told me that was going to happen. Listen, I'm telling you. It starts with just a little bit of, just follow from here. This is a good place for me. I'm comfortable here. Are y'all with me? Then before you know it, you're doing this. Then before you know it, you're doing this. Number three. Let me ask you this question before we go to the next one. Judging by what I just said, are you in a state of rebellion? Oh, I'm not in rebellion, Brother Dalton. I'm at church on Sunday. Let me ask you this question. Are you doing the opposite of what you used to? Are you as close to God as you've always been? If not, we all know the story. I ain't even going to waste y'all's time and tell you the story. Jesus hadn't moved. If you're not as close as you used to be, it's because you've moved. It's because you've regressed. It's because you were following too far away, and now you're rebelling. I didn't want to have to make it to this one. Number three. Number one, we see regression in the life of Peter. Number two, we see the rebellion. He says, I know not the man. Number three, I want you to notice this. I see his regret. Verse 75. And Peter, what? Remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Oh, the Gospels, it says that he saw Jesus. He said, and went out. And what did he do? Wept bitterly. You want to know why? Because sin is only pleasurous for a season. Following from afar off, it might feel good now, but It's not going to feel good forever. Regression might not hurt now, but it will hurt later. Rebellion might not hurt now, but it will hurt later. So now we see he starts out here. He goes to here. He goes here. He goes here. Y'all ready for this one? Then he goes here. He regrets. I had so many. If I've had one person tell me this, I've had 100 people tell me this. Brother Dalton, I know you'd like to have a testimony like mine, but you don't want the scars. Brother Dalton, I know you hear people stand up and they tear these testimonies of how God saved them from the mess, and they're great testimonies, but you don't want to have to carry the scars. What are scars? Regret. Regret. Listen, if I can tell anybody, listen, live your Christian life with no regret. How do you do that? Follow Him as closely as you possibly can. As close as you possibly can. When somebody else starts slipping away, that don't mean you slip away. When you miss one day, make it up the next day. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Don't get in the habit of doing this, or you'll end up doing this. Are y'all with me? I'm trying to tell somebody that if you're not careful following too far away, you'll end up with more regret than you care to bear. You end up with more regret than you care to carry around with you. You'll end up with more regret than you care to tell your children about. You end up with more regret than you care to tell your grandchildren about. I don't want to do that, Brother Dalton. Then follow Him. But don't just follow Him. Follow Him closely. Follow Him closely. Because it all starts. Listen, we started with the warning, right? Peter said what? I will not deny you. I believe at that period of time, at that very moment, Peter meant it with all his heart. I will not deny thee. But when he started following too far, y'all ready for this word? He began to see options. See, when you're following close, all you can see is him. But when you get following afar, more options. My dad used to call them more opportunity. Becomes available to you. And we all know what the fourth R was going to be if I was going to preach this. Right? What did he do in the end? He repented. He got right. Everybody knows that, right? He got right. He repented. Jesus said, Simon Peter, do you love me? He said, thou knowest that I love you. And at that moment, I believe Brother Mark, he loved Christ with all his heart. I believe he repented. I believe he was restored. Are y'all with me? But don't miss, before he repented, he's now going to carry with him the rest of his life regret. Regret. I might have shared this with y'all before. It was the heaviest. I read it on like a weekday morning as I was studying. And I had to carry it all week, and it was like the heaviest thing I read. I read something that said this: be careful what you eat today, because you'll have to digest it for eternity. I'm telling you, church, be careful the decisions you make today in regards to how closely you follow Christ, because those decisions you'll have to live with the rest of your life. I know this probably wasn't a Sunday morning message, but as I said, this hit me right in the nose. Right in the nose. Dalton, you're following me. Everybody that knows you follow me. Everybody knows you're employed by a church. Everybody that knows that you sing on Sunday morning. Everybody that knows you play the invitation song. Everybody that knows you follow Christ. But I know you're following me from afar. Follow me from afar. Brother Matt, could you play us some kind of soft music? This is the invitation. I wonder if there's somebody in here, you say, Brother Dalton, you preaching to me this morning. I'm following Christ just like you said. But I'm following Christ from way too far away. Listen, this is the beautiful thing about Christ. He's one altar trip away. He's one altar trip away. This morning, you can go from following Him afar to back in fellowship, sweet harmony with Him. But it takes one trip to the altar. It takes you saying, just like Simon Peter said, Lord, I love you. I'm sorry. Let's change this. Let's do things differently. Would you come?